This episode of iRem Today is brought to you by RentPath, digital marketing solutions for the rental industry. Call a marketing professional locally at 401-297-5316 or visit them online at rentpath.com. RentPath, take the most powerful path.
Now on AM 790, it's time for iRem Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to iRem Today, the property management show here on AM 790. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. I am Chrissy Denalian in the studio today with my co-host Dina Cimarelli.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic on this rainy day.
I know, it was not fun coming here.
No, it wasn't at all.
It wasn't a beautiful Tuesday like it normally is with our wedding Tuesdays that we like to talk about.
Well, didn't we just have a blizzard Tuesday a few days ago?
A few weeks ago. And then before that was another snowstorm.
Yeah.
So this Tuesday,
we might want to change up the day.
I know. He was saying that it was always ugly on Wednesdays, but Tuesdays have not been that pretty lately.
Not at all.
Hopefully next week will be nicer.
Yeah, well, we're getting into spring, so we're getting closer to that.
Sunny days ahead.
I'm looking forward to it.
In case this is the first time you're tuning in, iRem Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Now, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on the radio station. However,
We're not one of them.
We are not, but we are fun.
We are fun.
And entertaining.
And very entertaining.
Somewhat.
And since we are not syndicated, that gives you the ability to call into us live every week locally at 401-437-5000, or you can call us toll-free at 888-345-0790.
And we talk about all things property management. And in case you were tuning in for the first time and you were wondering, what is iRem? What is that? What does iRem stand for, Dina?
iRem stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management.
She's getting cheat sheets over here.
I am getting cheat sheets.
Jack is handing her, Jack, our special co-host, which is always here.
Specialist.
Honorary
co-host.
Special co-host.
You're inching me out slowly.
One after another.
Well, now that they know that you're here, say hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack. Oh, don't say that in an airport. You could be in really serious trouble.
Jack, you're pretty good when it comes to jokes.
Hey, I'll go along with that.
Oh, my God, Mike.
What's life without...
Dina's falling apart over here.
Oh, my God. It's a bad joke.
Sure, what's life without a little bit of fun?
A little bit of fun.
We have a guest in New York.
We do.
So we have John Mark Antonio here from the Rhode Island Builders Association, Executive Director. Is that your correct?
I'll take that title.
Is that your title?
Yeah, he's way up there.
He's way up there.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay.
Higher than
the best.
He's the best. All right. So the best at Rhode Island Builders Association. They're going to put that on his business card.
The rest of the best.
And we have John here today, and we're going to be talking with John a little bit later about the 67th annual Rhode Island Home Show at the Convention Center this weekend.
That's the biggest and best.
It is of course. Well, it's the best because John is the best.
The
show's going to be the best. I mean, I get where we're going here.
Yeah. Okay.
The show is from March 30th till April 2nd, and I know we're going to be talking about some good stuff that's going on there, some of the vendors, some of the stuff that's going on. In the meantime, getting back to a little bit of iRem
stuff,
we are locally known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And in case you're wondering what we do, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties.
So what does professional.
That mean? Very professional.
Professional.
The most professional.
Absolutely.
The best.
The best leading the best, and they have some really special designations.
I was just going to say, we should have ARM, CPM, and then the best.
The best.
That's Jack's title. You can't take Jack's title. We already gave you different acronyms.
Every week I get a new acronym. Whatever.
But we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or a commercial property or a single family home, the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. If people are looking for a career in property management, or even if they're looking for some kind of designation that we just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Let's talk about those designations, Chrissy.
What is our first designation? What do we have?
We have the ARM.
The ARM, which stands for Accredited Residential Manager.
And how would you know that?
Because I am one.
You're so smart.
It takes one to know one.
It does.
It does.
I'm not one. All right, and then what are the others? So you're our other designation.
CPM.
And what does that stand for?
Certified Property Manager. That's the Cadillac of the industry.
The Cadillac. We went from the Harvard University education
to
the Cadillac.
Absolutely, because that is the designation to have in the property management business.
And then you guys
it's
also
not easy
speak
to get
of
either.
The CPO.
No, see, what's AMO? Is that? Am I making that up? Or maybe it's
Accredited
CPO.
Management
Organization.
Company.
See, I knew that was one. Yeah. And what's the other one?
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
I know.
I don't know what
AMO.
Organization.
Yeah. So that's even higher than the CPO. Oh, that's an organization.
No, that's
not individual.
Yes.
See, so like, I don't know these things. Yes. I'm learning.
Well,
I'm learning with the rest of you.
It's a lot of acronyms in your organization.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
I got stuff in my book here that have really brought your socks off. I mean, this stuff is really big about all the different acronyms in the industry. So, and if you are in the industry, this is what you will learn. All right, not only in conventional marketing, but also in government subsidized developments.
Yes, so, which we were talking about today.
Yes, we certainly were.
A lot of good stuff. Yeah. So, Chrissy, if somebody walks into your property, because, you know, you're a big-time property manager over there.
I'm not the best, but I'm big-time.
I think you're close.
You are the best.
And if they say that they're a CPM and they're looking for work right away, what do you know about them?
I know that they are trained properly, professionally, that they're backed by a code of ethics. And if they didn't have that designation, maybe they might not have that same opportunity. Maybe I tell them to get out. I don't need you.
You might say that.
I might.
I'm getting to know you, and I think you would definitely tell them to hit the road.
I might be like, you know what? I need a CPM.
And there are even, you know, the great thing, one of the great things about IRM is we offer a scholarship program.
We do.
We do.
And it's 75% off of what the class would cost. So if your management company is going to pay for it, or even if you're going to go out on your own, either way, we do have quite a big scholarship fund
pot
that we always
we have
like
a big pot
talk
of
about.
Money we want to give away.
We want to give it away.
We want to give it away. We want you to use it.
You can go on our website, irmri.org, and you can find out a little more about the scholarship. You can actually fill out the
you
application.
Apply for it, yep.
And apply for it. I would just give it maybe a month or so prior to taking the class so that way you can make sure that you have that financial backing, and I'm sure you'll be approved.
Come on. How do we fund these scholarships, by the way?
There's two main
events that
yes.
we do. So one we just had in November, which was our wine tasting event.
And that's always fantastic. But
well, I mean, wine's always fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I
true.
Mean,
the
on.
Best.
True. But
so
we
that
do
was
have
good.
That with the different raffles that go on during that, too, along with
yes.
whatever money goes to it. And then the big one
yeah.
would be our golf tournament.
Yeah, and that's what, in June?
It's coming up.
I want to play in that.
That's good.
You want to play in
that?
I do.
You can do whatever you
want.
June 6th. Save the date.
Yeah,
10th annual
you're
golf
on.
Tournament.
You're in
yes. golf, Jack?
No, but I'll help you.
All right.
I'll help you
carry
golf.
Your I'll carry your bags.
He's going to be a caddy.
It's going to be
Jack
a caddy.
The caddy.
Jack can drive. You can drive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I get dangerous when I drive, so I don't know if you want to go there. But I'll carry your bags. Now, no carts.
You're a good sport.
Yeah. No
get
problem.
The wheel rather than the wheelie
when
cart.
When is that, by the way? June?
It's June 6th.
At
I think
what
you
country
said.
Club?
I don't know.
We're not sure yet.
I don't
yet.
Know yet. Last year it was at Pawtucket, which was nice. We had a good time.
It's a great country club.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great day. I think I talked a little bit about it last week, how I was paired with two really professional type players, and they had me and my manager. This was the second time ever I had ever golfed. And ironically, they ended up, it was best ball, and they used two of my shots. So I was pretty good.
See that?
I'm not surprised.
I was surprised. I was floored when it happened. I was like, are you sure that one's mine? They're like, it's pink. It's yours. So I'm like,
see
okay.
That? That sounds like
so
a
we
plan.
Had a great time, and we raised a lot of money. And again, we put it right back into the scholarship fund, and it's available there. Like Chrissy was saying earlier, you go right on to irmri.org. You can fill out the application. You must have done it. Did you do it? It's an easy process online.
I did not, but I've looked into it to obtain my CPM, and it does look pretty easy. I mean, it's just you fill out the application. You have to get a letter of recommendation and submit it.
So, you had three letters
no,
of
three,
recommendation.
Three is for the ARM or CPM, yeah. But right. for the actual scholarship, it's just one.
Oh, to get the scholarship.
Yeah.
For the scholarship
it's
money,
just
one. It's
one.
Fantastic. You do. And actually, if you're wondering who gets all of this information when you go online and you fill out the application.
It's Karen.
It's Karen.
Karen Cuddle. We love her.
We do.
What's the number?
Her number is 401-479-7734. And Karen is our association executive. And she's pretty much the jack of all trades. Maybe
she's the best.
She's right? the best.
She is the best.
I think
she
that
is the best.
Huh?
She You've
is
the
best.
You've heard it
before.
I have heard it before.
I mean, how many people
guys
are
going to
have this best title?
Yeah, well, I guess it's not special anymore.
I think Karen should have the best title, though.
She should.
Sorry,
she
we're taking away from you.
Oh, that's
We're taking it away. It goes to Karen.
I called her 5 minutes before the show went on air, and she answered the phone. I'm like, I have a quick question, and she gave me all the information. She's very available, and she's very knowledgeable, all things IRAM. So
that's why she's the best.
She is the best. So you can definitely reach out to Karen. Again, her number is 401-479-7734. So what do we got? We got a few minutes before break. So if there's something you kind of want to start off, John,
interrogation.
I think that's why John is here, to just kind of give us a lowdown on the home show and the participants in it, as well as the items that are in it. And this year, I'm sure John's going to expound on this. Is also including in the home show is the flower show.
That is true.
John, can you give us a 1 minute?
Expound. The flower show, as we know it, had been around for 20-some-odd years. Actually went out of business last spring. We purchased the rights to the name and a few other assets of that show. We did not purchase the flower show company, the company that had participated in that or ran it. We then incorporated some elements of the flower show into the Rhode Island Home Show, and that was done in collaboration with the Rhode Island Nursery Association and a floral group called the Floral Collab. So I'll talk about that in a little bit, but some very interesting things happening there. But it's to put it in context, it's a portion of the Rhode Island Home Show.
And I think we also want to go into the some of the aspect of how this was put together and the individuals that are doing all the work throughout the state, including the CTE programs and the schools that are part and parcel of the entire program. Without them, this would not have been possible, really. And
that
I
is all
John,
true. Do you want to have me go on about that now?
Nope, we're going to stop you.
I am trying to follow the rules.
Don't go any further right there.
I just wanted to open it up.
It's 4:17. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. All right, it is 4:21 today on Tuesday, March 28th, here at the IRAM Today Property Management Show. I am Dina Cimarelli, along with my co-host, Chrissy Danielian. And we are here live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And today we have our honorary co-host, Jack Benz, with us today.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
And we have a special guest, John Marcantonio from the Rhode Island Builders Association. He is the best executive director that they have.
Well, next to Karen, of course.
next to Karen, yeah. Karen's got those big shoes to fill. So I know we were talking a little bit right before the break. We got a little bit of insight to the show.
Yeah, we did.
I think we
started to talk about a number of items, and one of them was the participation by the schools in the area and the CTE programs. All right, that's where we
So Jack, well, so you know how this works, right? The industry's been looking, and there's a need of new bodies, new folks coming into it, right? A little bit of a shortage when it comes to labor.
Just a shortage, because everybody's aging out.
Everybody's aging out? I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I can say it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm one of those aging outers.
You guys both just said it. Right. Okay.
Well, it just kind of slips out.
And we need a lot of young blood, and I think that's what the Rhode Home Builders have been participating in over the last 10 to 15
years.
Yeah,
so when it comes to workforce development, if you guys think about this, colleges have embedded themselves in high schools. They've done that over the last couple decades, if not half a century. And so guidance counselors and parents have been trained to send their kids to college. You've got to send their kids to college.
And it's taken a toll on the trades.
And it has taken a toll on the trades. So the Builders Association, as well as other industry groups, are now embedding themselves in the schools. So where they're working with guidance counselors and teachers and the programs that exist to try to give kids experiences and new career paths into the trades.
Right.
How that reflects in the home show is we've been working with about 20-some-odd schools, close to 300 students, and we work with them on special projects. Those projects are then put on display at the show. The show then uses its resources to provide promotions for the schools, hoping to recruit kids into the trades. This year, the students, along with our folks and contractors, have built a 15-room designer show house, and it's quite substantial.
How big is it?
Square footage, I should know that. It's well past 2,000 square feet. It's
2,500.
It's
like
up
that.
There, Jack. It should. I mean, it has 15 good size rooms, as I believe three or four kitchens, two baths, numerous living rooms, children's rooms, and they're all designed by interior designers, 10 interior designers, with some very elaborate, wonderful decor items. And you know, if you're a lady or you have any appreciation for home decor, you'll get a lot of inspiration by
touring
that room.
Should I take my wife to this thing?
You should.
Could I get in trouble?
You should take your wife and your neighbor. But that all came about. That interior design element in the show came about from surveying the females at the show.
Right.
This whole show over the last 5 or 6 years has been geared completely by the female audience, has been focused on that. Their feedback has been critical, and the content in the show has changed to accommodate that need. Let's face it, Jack, and I'm sure your house, I hope this is a safe statement to make.
Okay.
Most decisions, not all decisions, but most decisions have a very large female influence.
I think you're wrong.
Well,
I think it's all of them.
Now Jack is right.
I get the last word. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
That's it.
And that's where the feedback from the show had come from. They wanted more interior design, more in those interior decor type things. So kitchens, baths, all that's in the 15-room show house. But to satisfy some of the guys in the audience, there is a big home technology experience within the 15-room show house. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine a house. It's a very big platform, home tech. All these different elements within it, 15 different styles within each room, and a lot of flowers. So each room, as part of the flower show, each room, each designer was paired with a florist, and there are special floral arrangements, a lot of flowers in each room. So that's kind of how that works. The next category we touched about earlier was the flower show. So the flower show is now contained within the home show as a portion of it. That comes about through a partnership with the renowned Nursery and Landscape Association, and they put together what they call the 5 Garden Solution Centers. They're themed, landscaped, learning environments, very, very comprehensive. So whereas the flower show was kind of show, this is now show, tell, and learn. So you get to experience something that's right. Really nice, interact with the person who actually did it, and learn about why it's important.
Let's do a promo, okay, from the standpoint of when is the show, what are the times, all right?
I think the website is also great, too, so I think we should maybe plug that as well.
We're clicking around everywhere.
So 67th Annual Round Home Show, March 30th through April 2nd. The website is RIBA.
Where are you going? We can't
hear you. It's a fun and entertaining place here. I accidentally disappeared.
The chair just collapsed.
It runs this Thursday through this Sunday. The dates, as you know, are the 30th through April 2nd. The times, the show opens this year, Jack, at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, I understand.
On Thursday, 12 o'clock.
Because who's
Friday.
Opening the show?
The governor will
the
be
governor's
there.
The governor's opening
with
the show,
the ribbon
absolutely.
Cutting with Mr. Bentz.
Yes.
She will be there with the
Jack,
students.
Of course, Jack will be
Jack
there.
Jack's everywhere.
Yeah. She will be there with the students. She takes a lot of pride in the fact that they're engaged in all these activities with the industry, and she wants to see them do well. So that RIBAHomeshow.com, very comprehensive site. It's all here. It's all there. It's all here is the tag of the show. It's all there is what I mean by the website.
And one ticket covers all 3 days.
So, yeah, one ticket. You buy the ticket. It's good for 3 reentries. You just have to get the wristband on your way out.
Gotcha.
One of the biggest complaints folks have is you want to go after work. So, all right, you get there. It's Thursday night. You're there for 2 hours. Well, you've met someone or you see something you like, but now you got to go back. Mm-hmm. So you buy one ticket. You can go back during the course of the weekend. The show is over 100,000 square feet. It is an awful lot to see there.
Bring your walking shoes.
So you can't really do it in 2 hours. But if 2 hours is all you have one day and you have 3 the next, you can come back.
How many exhibitors are in the show?
I don't know the exact number. The show director would, but we're well past 200 exhibitors. The show floor is sold out.
It says 300 on your website.
There you go, 300 or so. One booth area may have numerous exhibits within it. So booths and exhibits are kind of a different thing. Like Arnold Lumber is one booth, but they may have 20 or 30 different exhibits within that area.
The website is fantastic. It even lists all of the different exhibitors that are there. Like it's very interactive.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
And
it's
great
job.
It's easy to navigate too.
It is.
And you notice the show's broken into 4 categories, right? The action word actually comes from these action words are explore, enjoy, learn, and find. The explorer was the home showcase. The enjoy is the flower show, which I must talk about this greenhouse that we've done.
Yes.
The greenhouse is part of the flower show. It's going to be decorated by the Floral Collab. If you're looking to see and smell some flowers, that is something you want to walk through. But the special thing is after the show's over, that greenhouse is being donated and rebuilt at the Delcesto Middle School in Providence so that those students can have a horticulture program. So that's something
excellent.
That we do to support the community. The next segment of the show is our Learn category. That's where the Energy Expo, which is 4th time around here, coming back, the 4th annual Energy Expo.
And who sponsors that? That's
National Grid is the biggest sponsor there now in the State Energy Office of Energy Resources. We've all heard the commercials from National Grid, right? You know, you hear them time and time again. Mm-hmm. But now's your chance to actually learn and talk to someone from National Grid, the experts that will be there. So anything about solar, anything about all those rebate programs and those no-cost home energy assessments where they come into your house and they diagnose where you might be losing energy or save energy, all that's at the show. You can actually talk to a human being there. And another cool thing about the Energy Expo, we have something called the Smart Flower on display. What's that, right?
What is that?
What is the Smart Flower?
What's a Smart Flower?
If you Google Smart Flower, you'll see it. But it is the latest in home solar technology, and it is literally a giant sunflower that comes out of its box when the sun comes up. It petals out into a large flower. It follows the sun all day, and then when it's done, it folds up and goes back into its box.
That's kind of cool.
It's
amazing.
Cool.
It is just available now, and it's the cutting edge in solar technology. It's on display at the show. Its wingspan is 16.5 feet wide.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, so that will be opening and closing every day at the show for you to take part in.
Awesome.
Oh, that's going to be parked right next to the greenhouse. So that's kind of a major draw for the Energy Expo. If you're curious about solar technology, something you want to see. The other thing that's in a learn category is the Realtors Association this year, knowing that, you know, every day someone's buying and selling a home in the state, but a lot of folks don't have all the resources they need or all the information they need to go through that process. They're offering a free, well, after admission, obviously, comprehensive home school where they'll cover everything about buying and selling, staging, financing, insurance needs, anything you want to ever ask a realtor before you hire them or why you may need to hire
That's
one
great
is going to be
home
there.
Buyers
and also
too.
You're going to have, I believe, Rhode Island Housing is, do they have any participation in this?
I don't know, but if they're not there, we'll be calling Barbara soon. Now
I'm sure we will.
And then the last major category is the find section. That's where you'll find all the exhibitors, seminars.
Cooking.
And there's an awful lot of seminars. Cooking is Chef Terra Nova this year.
Oh,
a lot
like
of kids
him.
Activities, everything from face painting to Lego creativity type of events. And even our home decor store, I think it was Chrissy that was asking about that at the break. So this year, the show has its own little home decor store. So we, with the students, we found an old cottage in the woods in Rehoboth, Mass. It was probably left over from the 1920s, left in the woods. These students, we basically cut this thing into pieces, and the students in East Providence rehabbed it. It's a lovely cottage, and in that little shop, it's about, I think, 16 by 18. It's nestled. It's really cute. Completely refurbished is going to be a home decor, like little knit shop. So you'll find all those interesting little things you can't find in many stores at the show. And again, that's feedback from women. They're looking to find interesting things for their home.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about mops and brooms.
Yeah,
we're talking about
very original
home decor items. And we expect people to enjoy that.
That's perfect.
So in a nutshell, is the show.
All right.
A lot of
that
stuff.
Is fantastic.
We're going to talk more with you in a minute. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back right after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:36, Tuesday, March 28th, here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I am Dina Cimarelli, along with my co-host, Chrissy Denalian, and we are live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Today, we are very fortunate to have Jack Bentz in the house.
Hello.
Along with John Mark Antonio from the Rhode Island Builders Association. We have been getting so much great information about the home show that's going on.
Both on and off the air.
I know. I was thinking that, too. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this. Save it for the show. But the website is fantastic. It's ribahomeshow.com. Anything and everything you want to know about the show that's going on. We were actually just found out that they're giving away flowers.
Every day.
Yeah.
So well, almost every day. Almost every day.
Thursday and Sunday.
Well, for you, Jack, you know, we'll make the exception.
What day aren't we giving them away, John? What day aren't we giving them away?
Thursday?
Oh. We have Thursday evening at 6. There's actually a tab that says, if you want to be there specifically, you might want to be there Thursday evening at 6 or Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Or they also are, you said, floral fairies running around dropping off flowers.
We have to get we have to get an acronym for them somehow, right? On Thursday at 2, right? No, Thursday at 6 and Sunday at 2, there'll be a coordinated floral bouquet giveaway. And what that is about is that the florists on
what
their stage.
What is a coordinated floral bouquet giveaway?
It'll be coordinated. Okay. The florists on their demo stage will be having a demonstration about how you typically take like a grocery store or something you get at CVS, those little bouquets, and how you turn that into something special. So everyone in the audience will get, While supplies last. I know that there'll be a lot of people listening to the show.
I can see the ladies tipping over each other.
Yeah. So everyone in the audience gets a bouquet. They walk you through how to turn that into something special. Then you leave with that bouquet. Now that happens again Thursday at 6 and Sunday at 2. Now at the end of the show on Sunday.
Everything must go.
We're not going to throw these flowers, right? So the flowers will be given away to select folks throughout the show on the last couple hours of the show. So there'll be people from our staff basically.
So there's a reason to stick around.
Yeah. It's a reason to come. A reason to stick around.
There you go. That sounds like a plan. I mean, that's that. What time does the show end, by the way?
Show ends at 5 o'clock on Sunday. It opens at 10.
The giveaway of the flowers is at 2. So that's plenty of time, a planned event.
And then the flowers within
magical
the show.
Magical giveaways.
They'll be kind of given away. We don't want them to go to waste. And we want folks to enjoy them. And someone will basically adopt these flowers and take them home. A lot of planted flowers, too. Not just cut flowers.
That'd be great. Right, I think, spring.
I think we'll go back to when we started the conversation. I think that I'd like to go back to the reason and some of the things that we've done relative to the educational aspect of the show, and how that morphed into the last couple of years, and what the Round Home Builders is trying to do with regard to CTE programs, and the kids that are participating in the show this year. There's over 300 kids in 20 schools, and I think from all over the state. I assume that all 38 or 37 municipalities or school districts are participating, or some pretty close to it.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty safe comment, Jack. Pretty much all the schools out there that have any type of vocational or career and tech oriented program are participating in our programs. And a very interesting thing too is, it started out with the Builders Association with some help from DLT trying to create programs and now we're starting to see major industry partners step up and participate. So like Anderson Windows this year. Anderson Windows gave a major sponsorship to the show. So
correct.
Students, they helped buy the materials. National Grid, same thing. They've been helping us with education around energy with the students, the electrical students. And
various
really
lumber companies.
Arnold Lumber, all the other major lumber yards in the state participated. Unilock, the Nursery Association, the Realtors. RISD, some solar companies are just looking to others to sell them and participating in a big way with the schools as their partner, trying to create the next workforce so that these two ladies here, when they need to hire an electrician, a plumber, or want to do something, can actually find someone at a reasonable price as opposed to, and this is happening already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even just maintenance workers in general, it's very hard to hire a maintenance worker for your properties. Yeah. So having the training and everything through the Career and Technical Centers, I think, is very important.
I think that's what we're looking at doing, and keeping the price within the range of what the average person can pay. I mean, we've hired people sometimes that we had to have them, and we paid a premium. And sometimes, even though you pay a premium, you don't get what you're getting for the dollars you're spending. So that's been a problem, too. So I think the education programs that we're trying to put together are not only starting now in the, let's say, higher to mid-higher grades, but in the lower grades, too. I think that's one of the emphasis that we've placed on higher education, especially with
Jack. You've been involved with the schools and these issues for decades, and yes. I've only been involved for a few years. But you know how beneficial learning a trade can be. I mean, you started out as an electrician, did you not?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And it was the knowledge that came from that and contracting, et cetera, that led to your future career growth.
Right.
So, people think you need to have a degree, and it's nice to have one, but really being able to learn a trade has massive benefits too. You obviously can work for someone and have a nice job, but there's an entrepreneurial path there that very few understand, and that those who do understand can take advantage of it, have a great life.
What I did, and other people have done it too, is you learn a trade in a career in tech school, mm-hmm. and then you might be able to earn enough money to pay for college as you're going, in fact, being in the trades and going to college, all right, at the same time, only you don't wind up with a huge college debt.
And that was my story growing up.
I did the carpentry stuff, and the electrician stuff, same thing.
It's all good.
I became a master electrician, and I paid for college through that and also through the GI plan because I was in the Air Force for good number of years. That was a few years ago, but I mean,
a few years ago.
Okay. I mean, I look at and I bring up this all the time when we talk about this is the Worcester Tech. That 97% of their graduates go on to either college, all right, but they're still in and or stay in the trades. Mm-hmm. I think it's I'll correct that. It's probably 67% go to college, and the other number from 67% to 100% stay in the trades.
Well, it was through your initiative. It was through Jack.
And most of those 67% pay for their college.
Sure.
through their trade.
By the trade that they learned.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing.
It's amazing.
Well, Jack, you discovered that school with some others.
With Bob Baldwin.
And those efforts to bring that knowledge base back to Rhode Island and really kickstarted the industry focusing on these things. And what they do in Massachusetts, which we're starting to do here, is that those industries are fully engaged with those schools.
Oh, absolutely.
The Worcester Tech School, you know, I mean, our industry in particular is engaged with those students. Those students leave there, they have jobs. Those students leave there, they have a skill set.
Well, we dragged everybody from government. Stephen Pryor, we dragged this Commissioner of Education up there. We dragged a bunch of people. We dragged Piva Weeds people up there. I mean, we dragged everybody we possibly could up there and walked through the mayor of Providence, the mayor of Woonsocket, the mayor of Warwick. I mean, we had Scott Avedisian, Jorge Alosa. I mean, we dragged them all up there, and they were amazed at what they seen up there, and that has transitioned into down here with them giving them some impetus to following Massachusetts' lead.
And it changes the fundamentals. Instead of sitting back waiting for folks to apply for a job that you posted type of thing, you actually engage the school and try to help them with the skill sets that students need so that they can have a career path when they get out.
If we try to do this thing that John's doing with the home show 5, 6, 7 years ago, you wouldn't get half the participation you're getting now. Absolutely, positively would not be getting the participation you're getting now from 20 schools and 300 kids.
Wow.
And even after we did the home show, all right, the kids stayed around, the school stayed around, and we rebuilt the one that we had last year with the same 20 schools and the same 300 kids.
That's amazing.
All right.
And then the industry steps up and donates, you know, all the time and labor and concrete and we bought all the materials, and we gave that back to the community that needed it, hoping to recruit folks from those communities to join the industry. It's a nice partnership. It works. And we're changing lives, Jack, as you know. We've had some young men and women. I mean, this one young girl gave the governor a hug not too many years ago in front of one of these things because she had an opportunity through these programs. And same is true for some of those young men and women just last year that already right now they're on a path, and they're doing quite well.
And I've got to say this. The governor has been so supportive of these programs. All right, with Stephen Pryor and Scott, you know, I'm a DLT director. I mean, they've been totally supportive of this group.
Yeah, I got to put a plug in for her because she recognized, instead of trying from a governance standpoint, Sarah, I know your problem, I'll fix it for you. She's like, all right, what do you need to be engaged in fixing your own problem?
Right.
And we asked for a few things. She was able to give that to us through a small grant. And now we're up and running to the point where the industry itself is starting to solve its own problem. It's been a great resource.
It's been an amazing transition over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, really.
All right. We're actually going to take a quick break right now. Is that okay, gentlemen?
Sounds like a plan.
Does that sound like a plan?
I like a plan.
All right. It's 4:46. You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show.
All right. It is 4:49 here on IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chris Danilian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m., and I think it's time that we talk about becoming a friend of IRAM. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm a friend.
I know.
I don't have an acronym, but I'm a friend of IRAM.
Friend of IRAM.
I'm a friend of IRAM.
F-O-I.
F-O-I.
Yeah. F-O-I.
Oh, there's
mine.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we have two different types of memberships, right? We have our platinum and our gold membership. And so basically my personal experience with being a friend is I've met all of you. Just by being a friend.
And now you're
so right there, it's paid for its membership.
You're a platinum member, too.
And I'm a platinum member, you know. We're doing big things at RentPath. So being a friend of IRAM has allowed me to go to a lot of the networking events. It's allowed me to network with vendors in the industry, get to know some of the property management companies. So myself being a vendor, I'm trying to meet the different management companies and, you know, sell my advertising services. But along the way, an opportunity such as being a co-host on the show came about.
Presented itself,
and I kind of ran with it.
And we... Property Advisory Group even purchased some of your services.
You did. On Tuesday, it was official. So now we are working together.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. That's what I mean. And I have to say, everybody I have met at any one of the networking events, whether it was something during the day that's educational, that's a seminar, or nighttime, if it's the wine tasting, that's really just, it's not really schmoozy. There's truly people there who want to talk business and they want to know what you do and they're interested and they would like to use your services. They'd really like to keep it amongst the friends rather than using an outside source. And I think everybody here does a really good job of referring from within. So we have over 40-something people collaboratively on our friends list.
Right. There are quite a few. If you go to our website, you can see some of them.
That's right. But, and then we have the, what's the other one? The association, what's that one called? The other friend, Ben. So you can become an associate member.
Oh, yeah. So well, that's not really... That can be anybody.
That's another paid...
That can be... that can be somebody that just hasn't received their ARM or CPM, and they wanted to be a part of IRM,
yes.
And they wanted to see what it was maybe about before they moved on to their ARM or CPM. They can just join to be an associate member.
And they can go online, and they have access to all kinds of documents and learning tools and all kinds. If you're looking for an application for a prospective resident, you can go online to our website, and you can download it. So there's a lot of great things available to you as an associate member.
A lot of information.
As well. And speaking of some of the great events that we host here at IRM, we actually have one tomorrow, and I know we've been promoting it for about a month now. This is the one that got rescheduled to tomorrow. It's the half-day boot camp for property managers. And let's see, keep going. That's hosted by Attorney Jeff Turk. And that is going to be held at 12 Acres, where we just had our breakfast a couple weeks ago. So that's really good. That's happening tomorrow. It's half day. And then, let's see, we've got a few going on in April. We have the Rhode Island Housing Workshop on April 4th. And then on April 11th, which I know a few people are going to attend this, the full-day fair housing with Attorney Kathleen Williams. We got some finance stuff coming up in April. Everything's on the website at iramri.org. And then in May, we have a two-day OSHA training that's being sponsored by ARS, because we're going to have them come in, the week before, correct?
Right. They're coming in April 25th to speak a little bit about that and just about their general services that they offer. They are a Platinum member, so...
They're a Platinum member.
Always, there we go, full circle. Friends of IRM and events going on.
And then also, being a member, a friend, you can come on the show.
Yes.
You can talk about, you know, anything that you have going on in the
your
industry.
Services,
you can talk about
your
services. Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff that you can benefit from.
Promotion-wise,
hang out here with
advertising-wise.
For an hour.
And they also get little podcast taglines,
too. They do, for sure.
It's always good to advertise with IRM.
And we have some save the dates. May 17th is the 40th anniversary and awards night dinner, which is a fun night. We were talking a little bit earlier. Apparently, John wants to golf this year.
I'm in.
He's in. June 6th.
What's your handicap?
I don't have a handicap, John.
You know, besides getting to
social, it's a social event.
Besides getting to the course.
I'm probably around 100 somewhere in there. So what's that, a 30 handicap? you really want me to say this on the air, right?
Wow, you're putting him right out there.
I can tell you mine.
Well, you must be proud of
that. My handicap's 75 plus my...
Is that one of those little blue placards you got in your car?
Yeah, right.
I'm one of those guys that was happy the day he broke 100, Jack.
I shoot 100 plus my age. That's my handicap.
That's fine.
Oh. It's best ball.
They're driving the car.
It's best ball. If they used my shot twice,
people in my operation won't let me pay because they say it's too expensive. I can't afford the number of golf balls.
Stop it. Oh, how many you lose?
How many I lose.
There are plenty of people.
And there's not enough hours in the day.
Maybe the builders can be the golf ball sponsor.
Yeah, there you go.
Right,
I'm in.
Sounds like a plan.
Send me the information.
There you go. All right, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, there are plenty of people that are first-time golfers that join just
like
to
myself.
Kind of support.
Yes.
I mean, it's always great to support a good cause, and this is for a scholarship.
And it's a great day. It's a full day. There's a great lunch. There's a great we have a box lunch. Oh, no, we didn't have a box lunch. We actually went in. It was funny. We broke for lunch at, let's just say, it should have been like around 12 o'clock, and you should have been back on the greens maybe half hour later, 45.
And they have refreshments.
1:30, we're just strolling back out an hour and a half later. And
that's my kind of lunch. I'm definitely playing it.
They have refreshments, right? Don't they have refreshments along the way? We'll say, you know, various.
I don't remember that they had. Are you talking about alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Beverage cargo.
Oh, I didn't never.
Are you implying that?
No, never. I would never imply
that. Jack brought his own beverages.
Well, I'm sure they had water, if that's what you're asking.
Yes. I was
yeah,
make sure.
They definitely don't
so
want
you didn't get dehydrated.
The other event that is a really fun event is the clam bake. When is that?
Ooh, July 12th.
July 12th.
That was fun.
I want to go to that, too.
That's always sold out.
Love
that's
clam bake.
Lobster.
Party animal, I'm telling you. I am impressed.
Where do you guys have the clam bake?
Bonnet Shores.
Nice.
Yes. Lobster
really
and
nice.
Steamers and all
It was
kinds
always
of
sold
stuff.
Out. Every year it sells out, so make sure that you get your tickets
So last year, I bought, me and my manager, but they sell 100 tickets, and last year I was 100 and my manager was 101.
And then when I called, there were none left.
Oh, sorry. So. I would have saved you some steamers. No, I wouldn't have. I was eating them on the table. Whoever didn't want them, I was like, just give me all the steamers.
There you go.
So now we got some good stuff coming up. And just kind of just to wrap up a little bit about
the Rhode Island Home Show.
The Rhode Island Home Show.
The date? 67th annual.
The 67th annual time show. That's a long time. That's almost
you guys
as long
are
going
to have to do something
here.
Big, like build like a hotel maybe at the 70th.
We got to stop.
Put her on the
out.
Committee.
Yeah, definitely got some big plans for the 70th. We got 3 years to think about it.
So what is the Rhode Island Home Builders Show going to be this year? When is it?
Out, Jack. It is this Thursday through Sunday.
It is.
Thursday
and what's
Sunday?
The website?
RIBAHomeshow.com.
Yep. And all the times are there.
It's
all
a very
the
good
dates
website.
Are there.
It is excellent. I highly recommend to go on and take a look.
We've been buzzing around this whole time.
Very simple to use. Yes. Very. All categorized.
Very user friendly.
Very good.
Listen
so shout
John,
out to your
listen
designer.
To John on the radio. He's on 17 times a day and watch TV.
Yeah, that is my voice. It's getting a little irritating now, isn't it?
And if you want to get any of your designations or become a friend of IRIM, give Karen a call, 401-479-7734. You can search us on iTunes by searching for IRIM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website on irimri.org.
All right, we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will.
We will.
Arrivederci.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
This episode of IRIM Today is brought to you by RentPath, digital marketing solutions for the rental industry. Call a marketing professional locally at 401-297-5316 or visit them online at rentpath.com. RentPath, take the most powerful path.